Okay, it's 9:32. Welcome. Views and news through till 12 o'clock. Somebody sent me a little screenshot. It looks as if it's from some media outlet. A watch. Over 24,000 tires have been found and confiscated by SAP Police Service and other law enforcement agencies who are monitoring roads and communities enforcing the law during hashtag national shutdown. The tires were hidden under bridges and other strategic points. For Clarence, please read before you speak. I've seen that. Now, if you're going to believe it, that's your problem. I'm going to be happy and I'm going to say it's no coordinated effort. There aren't people who are going to go to those bridges to expect the tires there to put it. I think it is just coincidence. Maybe some of it is true, but the extent to which you take it, I think it talks to one of those previous messages, and people sending those kind of things are wanting a heightened security state. Be aware of that kind of thing. And another message in about the size of, I wasn't going to say EFF, the size of the EFF. It's completely disproportionate, the media that they generate in respect of their constituency. And I'm not going to give it the time of day. And that's the last time I speak about that particular party today. Now.
Well, it's not the last time.
Well, you're going to talk about it. I'm going to sit absolutely quietly. It's Bob's wire and you're going to do your job. Things that are trending, you can talk about. I'm not.
Hashtag national shutdown and related hashtags. I think what, I mean, there's so much has already been said about it, so I'm not going to rehash, but I think what was interesting looking at the EFF sort of Twitter photographs is the small number of red berets that actually were visible this morning. And I'm talking about in Joburg and Pretoria as well. I mean, in Cape Town, it was rainy and I don't think there was much going on at all. But what I thought was interesting, and I just want to preface this by saying we all believe in the right to peaceful protest. I mean, we know that, you know, for decades in this country, I mean, during apartheid, the right to peaceful protest was sacrosanct. The fact that protesters were treated very, very aggressively at the time by police for just standing on the road with a placard, it was a life that a lot of activists endured. So, I mean, I don't have a problem with people protesting. So, you know, it's a difficult one.
That's good news. We can protest in this country.
We should protest in this country.
Our constitution allows that.
Our constitution allows it. And the truth of the matter is that right
happy.
Now we should be, because we've got a lot to protest about. But I thought it was
absolutely
interesting that there were a few galleries shared on the Economic Freedom Fighters Twitter page. Some were in Bloemfontein and there was some in Pretoria, and they were really calm and peaceful protests. And I thought that was interesting because there's fake news being shared as well of these, you know, photographs of these seas of people, which is not from this day. So it was just interesting, actually, when you looked at those two different scenarios, that either no one pitched up today or there was an emphasis on peaceful protest. I mean, I don't know the answer to that.
I think the only thing I want to say is be careful what you wish for.
Yeah.
And people are nearly wishing for some kind of conflagration. Be careful what you wish for.
Yeah. I mean, these kinds of videos that we're seeing around in Pretoria, and there were some in Bloemfontein of, you know, very chilled, red T-shirted, beret.
There's about 20 people in that march.
There were about 20 people in that march. So, like, what I'm seeing at the moment is tiny amounts of people, all very chilled. I have no idea what that means or whether we're going to have something tomorrow.
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, most are enjoying a day off and a long weekend.
And I know I said that last week and I really do repeat this. I think it was a very, you know, strategic choice of day because a lot of people were taking a long weekend anyway. I mean, this morning driving to work at 7, I mean, it was like a rainy public holiday. It's like nothing going on.
What a pleasure. I mean, I made it 20 minutes.
I know. Isn't it always the best outcome of
we have school holidays all year?
Anyway, so obviously the Western Cape, the city of Cape Town, sharing quite a lot of updates on their various pages. JP Smith, I know you were commenting on the tires. I mean, that was the big trending thing over the weekend on the Cape Town pages, was how many thousands of tires were confiscated. And then obviously also innocent tires, thousands of tires. I don't know where that all came from.
It was always there.
And then also, I mean, I know the only one incident that's been highlighted, I think Graham had mentioned on the news earlier, was that just before midnight in Parklands in Tableview, there was a group of of people who were intimidating at people at fuel stations and trying to get people involved, and that kind of fizzled out. And I know one EFF supporter was arrested. The rest sort of ran away. So, I mean, so far, really not much to report on. And I take your point. I mean, it gets so much publicity. It gets so much police. I mean, as one of our colleagues here said to me, we wish in our area that we saw police, visible policing on a daily basis that we're seeing today, because it would help the crime and it would help the problems.
It is possible.
Well, clearly they can do it when they choose to, but they're not doing it at the moment. So visible policing. When do we see it?
Look, Becky, it can be done.
Yeah. I mean, the other obviously story related was Nhlanhla Lux, who's the sort of quite well-known Soweto activist, who claimed that in the early hours of the morning, two what he called bombs hit his house. There's been no proof that they were bombs. There is a shattered window. People are obviously sort of speculating about how serious this was. No one seems to have been hurt. He was interviewed on ENCA, and the reporter asked him, so have you, you know, what is your family saying? Because he said there were eight members in his house, and he said, no, he hadn't spoken to his family, which people were saying, well, that's quite strange. I don't know what his agenda is. I know he's been very, very, very outspoken about the shutdown and how he was going to personally arrest Julius Malema at some point. I don't know. So maybe, you know, maybe we don't know. I'm not saying that something didn't happen at his house, but who knows? Because he again got all the cameras there. It's just like a media sort of spectacle.
And all the political parties are playing a political game.
Well, that's what it feels like.
And all of us are falling for the joke.
I must say, it does feel a bit like that. But let's move on to a far more important story.
Oh, yeah.
About
goodness.
Sprite. So this has been kind of covered by a lot of the media houses over the last week or so. And that is the announcement by the Coca-Cola company that Sprite's flavor is going to get a revamp. And it's amazing, when I was chatting in the office earlier, how many people got quite hot under the collar about this issue. Because I thought, why am I actually talking about this? So they're going to make it more lemony and limey in flavor.
I think it's a good idea.
Sounds nice to me. But a lot of people I spoke to here said, no, 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 no. We don't want that. We like Sprite just the way it is. And it made me think about how in these iconic sort of brands and tastes get an upgrade or a change, how it causes such a reaction.
Yeah, I think I would prefer a lemony limey kind of addition to it. It's far too sweet. I'm going to trust my instincts. I'm going to obey my thirst.
Yeah. They're also changing the can to make it a little bit more distinctive between the Sprite Zero Sugar and the normal Sprite. And that made me then think about Coke at the moment. I don't know if you've walked into stores and looked at those cans of Coke, but they all look so similar. That, I mean, I try not to drink these things very often, but on occasion I do drink a Coke Zero. I'm actually currently not. And I find like I need my reading glasses to work out which one has the sugar, which one doesn't. They used to be very clear. The classic Coke used to be like have white on the tin. And now they all look black, gold, and red to me. Okay, I need to go and do a proper research study on that. But anyway, this is yeah, it's all. I think maybe just the secret is to stop drinking cool drinks.
Yeah, I think maybe.
Because they're really not good for you.
Yes, and find a hobby. You can't be looking at fridges like this.
Yeah, I don't even know why I spoke about that one. It all just too confusing for me.
I like this one. This is a happy one.
Well, we did speak about it last week, but I feel this is definitely worth another update. Bob the Turtle. We love Bob the Turtle. And so it was reported at the end of February that he had swum. Or remember, he was taken to KZN to the warm waters for his release. It was a big deal. We covered it on the station
a
lot.
And then he was coming home.
And he swam over 2,000 kilometers back to the Cape waters. And we were so excited. But now on Friday, there was a very new update.
Oh.
Yes, he has been 85 kilometers off the Hermanus coastline.
Yes, that was your last report.
That was my last report. Yeah. But I was a little bit late on that report. But since then, on Friday, it has been tracked that he is actually entering the deep blue and that he is he's actually moving off the continental shelf into really deep waters for the first time. So he's now about 100.
He's in deep waters.
He's in deep waters. He's now 140 kilometers off the Hermanus coast. So he's gone further out, and he's apparently was peeking over the continental shelf, and he's gone into the deep, deep waters there that are, it's the first time he's done that. And it's people are very, very excited. He's gone from a water depth of 600 meters to over 3,000 meters.
I'm telling you, it's a girl turtle involved.
Yeah, there's a girl turtle. So as the Two Oceans Aquarium reports, he's had us on the edge of his seat, of our seats. We wondered if he would continue around the Cape of Good Hope, they report, but he decided to head in a more westerly direction and explore even further offshore. And these deep waters represent a big, brave step for our Bob. And we're excited to see him explore the deep blue. So it's exciting. He's not just hugging the coastline.
Bob's in love. Telling you, Bob's in love.
He saw a beautiful, beautiful turtle and he's following her. We don't know this, but this is what we guess.
On his knees. Love it.
And we're just hoping the Two Oceans are saying that his satellite tags do have a limited lifespan. They might only last 2 years. He could lose them earlier. But they're hoping that they can keep tracking him, that they will be able to keep on tracking where he goes. But I still just find the story that he came all the way back from KZN to the West Coast, or that he's moving more westerly.
I thought he was going to come back, literally, and come back to the aquarium and like,
I know, yeah,
listen,
knock on the door.
Can I have my posy back?
Yeah.
I don't like
I miss my apartment.
Yeah.
And my three meals a day.
Exactly.
My three hots and a cod.
Don't have to work hard.
Well,
but Bob's,
you know,
found love. I
hope that's what it is.
I'm absolutely certain he's found love.
Well, we'll keep our eye on him.
Only that could keep him away from Cape Town. Thank you, Barbara.